الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين يسر وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم honorable علماء الكرام elders brothers السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته indeed all praise is due to Allah رب العزة who has granted us the opportunity to be present in that area of land which is considered the most from amongst the most beloved pieces of land on the earth, that is the masajid. Very often we heard from our elders, our coming to these types of gatherings are not because of our own accord, it's not because of the intention or the preparation that I had done, or I managed to get a lift, or I've been looking forward to this gathering for a few months, or since the last Islahi Jalsa, I made a firm intention I am going to be coming, and it is my doing that I have come over here. Rather, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is Allah's allowing us, Allah's rather inviting us to come over here. To this, we should show appreciation and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Maulana mentioned last night. I'm just here to try and enlighten myself first and to remind myself that these are from amongst the many signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His creation and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us very much. And it is the sign of Allah's love for us that Allah has brought us to sit in the company of His friends, those who love Him. And it is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show love to us. That is why we are here. How we should reciprocate and how we should show appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are few of the things that I would like to discuss from what I had learned from Hazrat Maulana Hamid Sahib, my Sheikh. Hazrat gives one example. He says that if you go to the Victoria Falls and there is an abundance of water there, so much of water that from a distance the drops come onto you, and if you don't put the raincoat on, you'll definitely get wet. But if you take a small glass or a tumbler and you go to the Victoria Falls, where there is so much of water, but that cup, you keep it upside down, so that cup won't even get filled at all. Rather, if a person goes to a tap and it is dripping a little bit at a time, but the cup is turned the right side up, then in a period of time that entire cup will become full. So Hazrat alludes that when a person comes to the majalis, the gatherings of the Ahlullah, the gatherings of your Shaykh, the Mashayikh, the intention, we should come with an open heart. We should come with a clean heart, with talab. Talab is very, very important. Talab will be to seek, to take benefit, to learn. So there are many, many intentions that a person should make. One is, in sitting in the company of the Ahlullah, we will learn from them the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something to be learnt. As it gives an example on the farm, there's a farmer. And on the farm there are many animals. There's a donkey there, there's a dog there. There are various animals, but if the donkey, for example, sees that when the master returns or the farmer returns home every day, and out of joy the dog wags his tail and comes onto the farmer, puts his paws on, and the farmer strokes his head, and the dog licks the farmer also. So the donkey didn't learn, but he just saw, and he decides, oh, okay, I also love the farmer, let me show my love also in the same way. So he goes the next day and he decides to put his hooves on the farmer. What will happen to that farmer? So completely opposite. So there are ways to show love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to show love. And this is what you learn by coming in the company of the Ahlullah. But if you come with that heart that is open, that is receptive, that whatever is being said, we make the intention that, oh Allah, bring it into my life so I can come into amal. Many a times, and last night I was on supper table, and one brother was mentioning that with regards to Hazrat Mawlana Lameen Sahib, every time he comes, he always leaves us with something to make amal on. So we are going to be hearing various speakers. We should make this intention that whatever I hear, oh Allah, you bring it into amal, into my life. Let me learn how to love you. Make it easy for me. When a person attends various seminars, lectures, especially where money is involved and one has to pay, then you will find a person will come with a tape recorder also. He'll bring his cell phone, he'll record it there as well because he's paying 15,000 rands for 2 hours. He can't miss anything. Then he won't bring one pen, he'll bring two pens. He'll bring me a blue pen, he'll bring a red pen also to highlight, and perhaps even a black pen also. Bring one notebook, second notebook, so much because he's paying for it. But how much of effort are we making for what we are learning? How are we going to encapsulate it? How are we going to retain it? How are we going to keep hifazat of it? Our finances, we make profit, and then there's a process behind looking after it. That once the money comes into the safe keeping area, from there it goes to a till, to a safe box, then you get a security company to take it and put it in the bank to ensure that it's safely deposited and reaches its destination. So we are going to be learning a lot of a'mal. We're going to be practicing a lot of a'mal. Now how to safeguard it and deposit it so that we can see it in the akhirat in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a process for that also. And this process, inshallah, we will learn in these programs that are going to be taking place, how to make hifazat of our a'mal. Mullah Ashad Sahib, a few days ago, gave a bayan in the masjid in Sangha, and he mentions that there will be many, many people who will be doing a lot of a'mal, good deeds. Our salah, our zakat, our roza, our hajj, all these things accrue profits for us. Now we accrued all the profits, but the protection of these profits and how we can realize the benefit from it, many people will lose it. So they will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there will be no. Why? Because of certain evil qualities that were within the person. Quality of hasad, usurping the rights of others, various other qualities. These qualities are the internal qualities. And Hazrat Mawlana Lameen Sahib says that this is how your spiritual, how your physical ailments have an effect on your body. This is what is meant, where your spiritual ailments are going to have an effect on your a'mal. So to do the actions is one, to protect the actions are the other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we take full benefit from the company of the Ahlullah, from this type of majalis. And why have we come? We have come for our islah, for our reformation. And very simply, what reformation here refers to is those things that we are not doing according to the sunnah, which has been shown to us by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to bring that into our lives. Sunnah, Hazrat Mawlana Lameen Sahib stresses upon a lot, because this is the live wire of the ummah. And a very, very beautiful saying of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Naqshay Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. That following in the footsteps of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are the pathways that lead a person to Jannah. And by bringing sunnat in a person's life, a person gets a direct connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat says that in business, everybody likes cash business. So one of the great benefits of sunnah, following sunnah, is that relationship that we will develop with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is prepared to give it to us right here in this world. Jannat, we will experience the pleasures, but that is still to come, the life of barzakh, then hashar, then after it, Allah grant us all jannatul firdaus, inshallah. So from the famous, or the many the kitabs of Hazrat Mawlana Lameen Sahib, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, the beautiful sunnahs of Hazrat beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the kitab that we should be making ta'lim of, we should be studying daily with our families also. And to make effort on ourselves and our family is very, very important. Many a times we find that maybe we're making effort on ourselves. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your family from the fire of Jahannam. So it is also a responsibility that we, what we learn, we take also to our families. This is very, very important. One description, Hazrat Mawlana Al-Misab mentioned a few days in Stanga in the, after Fajr Salah, with regards to the various problems that we facing, and many people are facing problems. Or shall we say, almost everybody has problems. So problems are not something to be scared about. Problems are not anything to be scared about. But by being protected from the harms of the problems, that is what is what's required. Person is frightened, people are jealous for me. No problem. Don't be frightened for being jealous. People that want to harm me, not an issue. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many people wanted to harm him? And the important part is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you from the harm of those people. Hazrat Mawlana Al-Misab says, if a person's got nothing, then nobody is going to be really bothered. If a person has something, then person has wealth, the people go to steal with his wealth. If there's nothing, nobody goes to break in with his nothing. So, in the light of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to resolve and how to get oneself out of problems, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given three prescriptions. So the first prescription was, Amlik alayka lisanak, that safeguard your tongue. And in each of these prescriptions is a lengthy detail, but very simply it means that control your thoughts, control your tongue, watch what you speak. And we know the various repercussions that come out when a person just slips in anger, he says a certain thing, and then what the resultant action thereof is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to safeguard our tongues and make hifazat of our tongues and control our thoughts. The second prescription Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given, wal yasa'ka baytuk, that let your house be sufficient for you. What is referred to here is, unnecessarily do not leave your homes to go about necessary works like coming for acts of deen. You have to go to do your business, go and do your business. You have to go to the masjid, do your masjid. But for no reason, just aimlessly going about, you're saying we're just going to go for a stroll Sunday morning. We don't know where we're going, but we're going. We just want to see something. So, wal yasa'ka baytuk, remain within your homes. Do your amal in your homes. Remain within your homes. In this, there's a lot of faida, there is a lot of benefit, there is a lot of safeguard. Wabki ala khati'atik. And this is the third prescription by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that cry over your sins. This crying and being remorseful over one's sins is the salvation for ourselves in this dunya also, because it will attract the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are insan. Kullu bani adama khatta'un. We all make sins. Wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawabun. And the best of the amongst the sinners are those who excessively make tawbah. So in this final prescription of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wabki ala khati'atik, that cry over your sins. And inshallah, this is the solution, prescription shown to us by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be safeguarded from problems and to come out from problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me first and foremost the tawfiq to make amal and make it easy for all of us to benefit from these programs that are taking place. Jazakumullah.